would like to acknowledge Donegal County Council for their great dedication and commitment in the immediate aftermath of the flood in Inishowen, and also to the many volunteers. The approval today of $1.7 million covers those initial costs in the first few days, and that doubles up to other funding avenues as well, for example humanitarian assistance up about $300,000, and to businesses and sports groups there's been over $750,000 in payments made in that regard. And I know there's also an application in for roads and bridges of about $15.3 million, and there's also the process for farmers through the Department of Agriculture, where 300 farmers have applied for grant assistance up to €15,000. So there's been a lot of schemes, a lot of hard work.
And while initially the process was slow in announcing these fundings, it is positive that they are coming now.
Everybody was of the opinion that the first people that needed to be looked after were the people who were discommoded from their homes, and that was the initial response, and people did bide their time. And you know, for example, the likes of even Coghill Celtic, and I met with the committee in the last couple of months, and they were also making that point that, you know, they waited, but you know, there comes a time when they need closure as well, and they need to map out what they intend doing, and whether it's businesses, whether it's sports clubs.